Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thanks so much for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with my fabulous co-host, Kevin Harrington. And Jason Gary is taking just like one more day off to recover from a really raucous New Year celebration, isn't he, Kevin?
It sounds like it. Wow. Is he awake yet?
I don't know. But shout out to Jason. I hope that hangover's gone by now, guy.
Long weekend. Okay. We'll see him this week. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back with us tomorrow. And wow, this is our second show only of 2016. And so many great things are happening already. And Kevin, give us a little insight, if you will. Take a minute here. What's on the horizon for you in 2016? What kind of changes do you anticipate?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of the same things that I was doing last year, but just focusing a little bit more. I go to a lot of trade shows. This week I'll be at the CES show in Las Vegas, Consumer Electronics Show. That's one of the biggest shows of the year of all trade shows. I think they say there's about 2,000 different media representatives from all over the world that come to the CES show. So that's a big one. I'll get back home and then I'll be right back in Vegas for the sports licensing tailgate show in January also. So there's about six trade shows in January that I'll be at. And so what I try to do now is just when I go, we shoot a television show at these trade shows, but this year I'm going to be focusing a lot more on key relationships and products and looking to take fewer things to the next level, because I think as an entrepreneur, you sometimes get caught up in volume, and it's really not quantity. It's all about quantity. So that's my New Year's resolutions focus around stronger and bigger relationships. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, that'll be fun to watch and to be some small part of. I look forward to that. And gosh, I'm starting out my New Year's. I'm very excited. I'll be on stage with Facebook social media legend Mari Smith and Janine Blackwell, who teaches small business owners how to build that online teaching platform and get into the six-figure income generating, six figures, and teaching people how to do whatever it is that they teach. So I'm very honored to be a part of that and to be on stage with these two amazing women. And I plan on doing more of that in 2016, in addition to taking on, of course, more fabulous clients and growing the Big Pitch Radio Show. So it's going to be a rocking year, and we're starting out Big Pitch in a rocking way too, right?
Exciting. Yes. You're speaking of big successful women. We have Lizanne Falsetto with us today, an entrepreneur and founder of Think Thin. She has done some amazing things there. Do you want to get her get a little set up for Lizanne today, Marla?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you said, Lizanne is an entrepreneur. She's a founder of Think Thin. She's a speaker, writer, philanthropist, mother of two, and advocate for women, helping women everywhere. And in 2000, after a decade of world travel and a successful career modeling internationally, Lizanne launched Think Thin, and it's a better for you high protein nutrition bar for active women on the go. And as CEO of Think Thin, she steered her company to become a national lifestyle brand to its place today as a multi-million dollar household name. And now in December of 2015, just recently, Lizanne and TSG Consumer Partners sold Think Thin for a whopping $217 million. That's amazing. Lizanne was awarded Female Entrepreneur in 2013 by Entrepreneur Magazine, and she's a powerful role model to up-and-coming business professionals. And she's here today to share some of her insights from the runway to the kitchen to the boardroom. So that'll be really interesting. And Lizanne's been featured on NBC, ABC, and Fox, and New York Times, Business Week, Huffington Post, and more. So what an honor and privilege to have you here with us today, Lizanne Falsetto. Oh, thank you for being on Big Pitch.
Thank you. Good morning. Great to be here.
Awesome. Hey, Lizanne, I'm going to start right off. It's amazing. I love to talk to entrepreneurs that have sold a company. In many ways, you know, in my world, people say you took a few chips off the table. Is that a way to describe what you did?
I guess so. I guess it is. You know, it's the ultimate dream, isn't it, to go full circle from starting out creating something and then being able to hand it off to somebody that can really take it globally and expand it.
Well, it's such a competitive industry. I launched a nutrition bar with Tony Little back in the 90s called Pure Protein, and that company ended up getting sold off in the process, and I believe it's still actually on the shelves today. But yes, it took a bigger company to take it to the next level, because it's one of the very, very competitive categories in retail stores. And so I think then, what is the footprint that Think Thin is currently distributing into right now?
Well, you know, Kevin, it's so true, right? The footprint, you know, if you look at the nutrition bar category, there's 120 different brands. I started out when I was number three in the nutrition bar set 20 years ago. So you can imagine the growth over the last 20 years. And, you know, my goal with Think Thin was never just to be a nutrition bar. It was to be a wellness protein product that could expand into every category that it fit, whether it was, you know, now oatmeal, into bites, into different categories that could really help people through their day with a protein product that was used for active lifestyle. So it's a brand that's going to expand into a full circle of many different products.
And where can I buy Think Thin right now?
Everywhere. I mean, it's pretty national. The distribution is about 85% of total distribution. You know, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, the Star Markets, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Walmart, pretty much anywhere, Costco. The distribution is really quite good in the United States. It just, you know, I didn't go global because I knew that the capability of where we were at today was to get another company to hand it off that was already global to take it to the different arms internationally.
So now to get to that size, to have all that distribution, I understand that the capital that takes. Did you bring a partner along at some point? Is that the TSG Consumer Partners? Were they part of your company before you sold it? Is that what I'm reading?
That's exactly right. I took the step 3 years ago to bring in a partner that could, A, bring in some key top executives, because I knew that to get to the finish line, I had to have some boost of power, and I also had to have cash, because I needed to communicate my message to the masses, right? And the way you do that is through marketing money. This was the first time that I had ever taken on any money. So from day one, I had pretty much over the last, 16 years, 17 years, financed the business on my own. I did not bring in a partner, and I did not secure a loan. And the way I did that, funny enough, is I remember when I was 2 years into the business, I saw a magazine cover, I think it was Fortune, that had all these credit cards cut onto a jacket. And it was somebody standing there with credit cards all over their jacket. And I remember sitting at the magazine stand thinking, oh, my gosh, that's so smart. And I went out and I got 10 credit cards. And I financed myself. Back then, you could do that, right?
Wow.
You could actually finance yourself. So that's kind of how I jet-fueled the business back then. I knew that TSG was an important part to get me to this next level where we are today, which was being able to roll it up and hand it off to a company that could take it to the next level.
The good news, you need cash flow to be able to pay back those credit cards. So the good news is you were successful at that point.
Well,
some people, they do this, the same thing,
right?
But they don't end up figuring out how do you pay those credit card companies back, right?
Right. It's all about how do you bring in and how do you put out and how do you rotate that cash flow so that you're able to grow? And where's the wisest place you put the money, right, to be able to grow?
So now you're taking all the wisdom and speaking and kind of a new chapter in your life. Are you still involved with ThinkThin? Do you get involved day to day, or you have a new chapter?
Well, I don't know. It's only been 4 weeks. You know, it's funny because when I sold the business, and you probably have gone through this, but when you sell the business, everybody the next day is like, so what's next?
And I'm fantastic. Going, hey, we've got a quick break coming up. We're going to bring you right back. But thank you for being with us today, Lizanne. It's an amazing entrepreneurial story, selling a company for $217 million. I want to thank our listeners for listening to Big Pitch Radio. Like us on Facebook. And thank you, my co-host Marla Tabaka and Kevin Harrington. We'll be right back.
You big disgrace. So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Biz Talk Radio.
And you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with Kevin Harrington, and Jason Gary will be joining us once again tomorrow. And we're here with Lizanne Falsato. And Lizanne is the founder of Think Thin, which, as we said in the first segment, was just acquired for $217 million, which is just absolutely amazing. Lizanne, that's, you know, I work with a lot of small business owners who have stories, who, you know, create, they have inventions and build businesses out of necessity and such. And very, very few of them get to the point that you have gotten. Tell us a little bit about the history that brought you to where you are today.
Well, you know, Marla, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and I was a little girl who wanted to be a fashion model. And so at 16, I had a scholarship to go play basketball. I was a basketball junkie. My dad was a coach. Or traveled to Tokyo, and I chose to take my education through travel. And so I went to Tokyo, and I ended up living abroad for about 16 years. I traveled the world as a fashion model. And I think what I learned there and what I brought back into my business today was the sense of food and culture. And I learned a lot about herbs and vitamins and what's good for your body. And I was a guinea pig with really trying out interesting ingredients as I traveled through Europe or Asia. And when I came back to the States, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I was 28, and I had just gotten married, and I moved back to the States. I wanted to have a kitchen and a home. I'm a big foodie and love to cook. And, it just hit me where I just needed to go back into the kitchen. And so I actually took grandma's recipes. My grandmother was a big influence in my life with food, and I started to recreate a couple ingredients, a brownie and a chocolate cookie. And I pulled out the sugar and I added protein. And I would cut these bars up and take them to the fashion shows that I was continuing to do in L.A. as I was trying to figure out what the next big step was for me. And I ended up 6 months later cooking more at night than really working during the day, because everybody kept asking for more and more and more. And that's how I started the company, is I realized there was a need for a product in the market that was really a personal desire for myself.
Mm-hmm. And you have two children. At what point where did the children come in then?
they came in late in life. My first baby was Thinkfin, and my second was my daughter, Alexa, 10 years after I started my business.
Okay.
I had Alexa at 39, and then I had my son, Aiden, who is 12. So I started a little later in life with children. I was very focused on business. I really wanted, to build my business.
Yeah, yeah.
Lizanne, now that you've had this amazing sale and success and little capital in your pocket now, what's the next part of your life going to be? I know you're moving into lots of mentoring and coaching and speaking and things like that, I believe. But how does that all play into the future for you?
Well, Kevin, it's interesting because as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you know this, but you want to give back. Right. I mean, I'm at a place right now in my life where I want to share my journeys and I want to help entrepreneurs get there quicker. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have somebody I could call up and say, does this make sense, in distribution? The way I learned was by hiring consultants to come in and teach me. What I want to give back is I want to give back my knowledge. I want to connect people. I think a good mentor is when you connect people with other people. So I want to mentor. I want to help connect people. And I think I want to either start a fund or a foundation. I haven't decided, maybe both. But I'm going to really think here in the next 60 days and make a decision on which one I'll really focus my energy on.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you are a very intuitive woman who's really in touch with that inner voice. Is that true?
I think intuition is a very needed part of being a successful entrepreneur. And I think that when you're able to tap into your gut and listen to what it's telling you, I think that you will be able to use your mind and your body and make better decisions. So, yes,
yeah.
I truly believe that instinct and intuition is a very important part of making big decisions and small decisions wisely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have an issue doing that, Lizanne, tapping into the gut and understanding the difference between that intuitive voice and the head speak. Do you have a tip or two for how to do that, how to still the mind long enough to really listen to the voice, the inner voice?
Well, what's interesting is we're all born with intuition, but if you don't use it, it goes away. If you do use it, it will hone itself to be louder, right? So if you can take quiet moments as an entrepreneur and before you make a big decision, just close your eyes. And the meditation, all of that is very important, but I'm talking about just taking 3 minutes. And closing your eyes and listening to what your body is telling you. Does this make sense that I go into distribution with Walmart? Think it through before you make the decision and use that quiet moment. The more you do that, the more you will make and hear your intuition will help you make a better decision.
Very profound. I love that, Lizanne. Thank you for that. I think there's probably a lot of entrepreneurs listening to us today. There's a couple of websites that you have. Tell us, if someone is interested in Thinkfin products, what's the website they can go get some protein bars and oatmeal? And give us that website.
Great. It's thinkproducts.com. And you can also go to Thinkfin on if you'd like. But the website itself, the URL is thinkproducts.com. I'm at LizanneFalsetto.com. I would love to hear from you on Twitter or Facebook. I'm very active in social channels, also on LinkedIn. But I think Facebook and Twitter is, hashtag LizanneFalsetto. Available to chat with anybody out there that wants to talk about, how do you do it, right? How do you get there? How do you keep the passion? How do you build your business?
You have an upcoming speaking event anywhere you're going to be where we can tell people to tune in, maybe to see you live somewhere?
In January, I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be doing a press tour. I'm sure that, we'll be shouting out where I'll be, which station and which news station and which interviews I'll be at. So would love to send that out on social media. Excited to get back out there. You know, I took a few weeks off, and you know, it's crazy because I'm getting the EGBGs again.
Well, you deserve it. Well, happy New Year to you. Thanks for being with us today. LizenFasalto.com. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio with my co-host, Marla Tabaka, and I'm Kevin Harrington. Stay tuned for another segment. Ready to go. Bye.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
TogiNet.com.
So be sure to visit Lizanne Falsetto over on her new personal website, LizanneFalsetto.com, and that's LizanneFalsetto. SETTO.com. Fascinating, amazing woman. So what a great story. And now we're here with our pitch of the day. We have Sean Singleton with us. And Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're good.
Happy New Year, Sean.
Yeah. What a way to start the new year, huh? Be on the radio?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was getting ready to say.
That's great. So you ready with your pitch?
I sure am, yeah.
Go for it.
All right. So my name is Sean Singleton. I'm the founder of thepoplife.com. We make T-shirts that tell the story of fatherhood and proud dad. Our T-shirts feature bold designs on great clothing that dads would love wearing, whether they're out with their kids or they're out for some guy time with their buddies. We recognize an opportunity in the market to provide dads with T-shirt designs they'd be happy to get as a gift and be proud to wear anytime. We earn revenues by selling direct to customers through our online store. At present, we're a two-year-old sole proprietorship. I'm the only employee. I'm seeking an investment of $50,000 for a 20% stake, equity stake in our company. And I have just one question for you guys. Are you ready to play ball?
We sure are, Sean. That sounds fascinating. Thank you. And before we get into further discussions about playing ball, tell us just a little bit. This is really an interesting concept, proud dads. You know, you see so much out there about moms and not enough about dads. Tell us a little bit about the history and what brought you to do the design and get into the business of Pop Life Shop.
Yeah, so, you know, really what it came down to is, you know, as I was searching for kind of an opportunity to build a business, I was looking for something that I could really relate to and something that I could be passionate about. And I think that was the key for me. It was something that I could be passionate about. I'm a father to six kids, a couple from a previous marriage and two stepkids and three of my own.
Wow.
And so what I looked at was, you know, something that, you know, I had some talent in, which was web development. That's my, you know, career and profession by day. And what I decided to build was the Pop Life Shop. And the reason why I decided to go in that direction was, like you said, there wasn't really anything out there that was telling fatherhood stories in a fun way. You know, a lot of the T-shirts and things that you see for dads out there, they tend to be, you know, not really design-centric, not really cool in the sense that, you know, it's not something you're going to pick out of your closet and just wear for the fun of it. It's not something you're going to see on the racks at the store, kind of like a really well-designed piece of clothing. They tend to be more kind of kitschy and oftentimes kind of corny. Mm-hmm. And that's the feedback that I've been getting from a lot of the customers that have come across our products. They tell us that they're actually cool. They're cool fathers.
Yeah, so, yeah. Tell us a little bit about your distribution model. Are you selling strictly online?
Yes, strictly online at the moment. You know, I've considered doing some, you know, in-person kind of, you know, sales and things like that. But for now, I think we're good right now where we are with the online store. We, you know, get a lot of traffic and get a lot of, you know, feedback on the store itself online. So that's what we're focused on right now.
So, Sean, here comes the shark in me. I want to know some numbers, okay? I didn't hear what you're looking for. And what are your sales, and what was the cash and the equity you're giving up? Tell me about that.
So what I'm looking for, and this is something that you know just recently considered, is $50,000 in for 20% equity, and that's obviously a starting point. And where the company stands right now in terms of growth, we've been in business for 2 years. And we have a total of about $13,000 in sales. And the reason why I'm looking for equity is to help build on those sales through marketing. We get a tremendous amount of traffic and recognition when we do marketing, and when that scales down, the sales scale down. So it's a discovery product. It's a product that people don't know that they're necessarily looking for until they find it. And so marketing is going to be key going forward to actually scaling up this business.
I have a question on the categories that you have on the website, the T-shirts. Is there a specific category and or shirt that is the hero product or hero category for you? Trying to get an idea of the focus of the company.
So, okay, so what we had back in 2014, we had a product that actually went viral on Facebook. And it was we have a mix of designs that are original, and we have some designs that, you can find other places, but we, put our own spin on them. And there was a T-shirt, the one it's called I Make Adorable Babies. That T-shirt went viral a couple of years ago. And, and that's been our bestseller since then, but we have other products that tend to sell pretty well. So there's, I would say that's probably our bestseller. There's also this year our bestseller has been a teenage daughter survivor,
and okay,
so that's been our best. That's been our bestseller this year. But I think
that's
the
good
thing is that I can kind of craft, what's going to be popular by how we market it, obviously.
How are you getting people to, speaking of marketing, to your website?
Yeah, so it's all been online marketing. For the most part, it's been social media, Facebook, Instagram, and we do a lot of marketing, and we get a lot of traffic from Pinterest as well.
Where are you manufacturing your product?
So I have a fulfillment company, and so it's all on-demand printing at the moment, and that obviously keeps costs down. We don't have to hold any inventory at the moment. So, I have a company in L.A. that I rely on. I also have a local company here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. And what is your I'm sure every product is a different price for production, but give us a general average of your markup.
So right now it averages about 30%. So on any product.
Okay. All right. So Kevin, we're about to go into break. You want to sum it up here?
Well, I think I'd like to say that Sean has as an entrepreneur has started building a nice business. I would love to see the sales a little stronger. 13,000 in total sales over 2 years is a start, but I think to get any kind of substantial capital, the valuation you're putting on the company is around $250,000, 50K for 20%. So I would love to see more sales than 13,000 for that kind of valuation. It's a very competitive space, the T-shirt space. Now, I think one of the things that you learned early on, and maybe this is the place to go back to, is getting something to go viral can be the difference in an industry that's very competitive. So I've been to your website. I've checked it out. There's some cool things. Maybe coming up with something very powerful for this coming Father's Day would be a really big event that if you could show as an entrepreneur, if I'm an investor and you said to me, look, I'm going to do something very amazing for this next coming Father's Day and then execute on that plan. And I see, you know, before all the action steps you're taking to get to that point, then you execute and then you come back with some amazing success. There, I could then say, wow, Sean really knows how to execute. He's an entrepreneur. He's got a great business and track record. Let's do a deal. But I think looking at it today in this baseball term of single, double, triple, home run, I think you're at about a single where you are right now, having started the company, built a $13,000 business, to get to double, triple home run. I'd like to see really hundreds of thousands of dollars of sales and a gangbuster Father's Day coming up. So that's my analysis, Marla. Do you have any comments yourself?
Yeah, I'm right along with you, Kevin. I think you're doing a great job. I like the idea, as I said at the top of the show, because there's just not enough out there for dads. I think you got to keep swinging, and congratulations on the success you have so far, Sean.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Big Pitch Radio. Make sure to join us also in social media. You'll find us at Big Pitch Radio and Big Pitch Radio is our Facebook page. Check us out there.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including
peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're just having so much fun here during the break at Big Pitch Radio. This is Marla Tabaka here with Kevin Harrington, and Jason Gary will be joining us again tomorrow. And so Kevin, during the break, you and I were talking about your 7 steps to quantum entrepreneurship, which I think is just I love the title, first of all, and I love the concept of 7 steps. And I know a couple weeks back we talked about one of the steps having to do with curiosity, and perhaps we can talk a little bit more about one of these other steps to quantum entrepreneurship.
Sure, thank you. Well, the word quantum means a lot to me because back in the mid-80s, I was sitting as a young entrepreneur, and I said to myself, I'm going to start a company, and I want to start a company that has a feeling of fast growth, of an amazing start, but really goes right out of the box in just a rocket ship type fashion. So I started checking dictionaries, and this is before the internet, okay? So the thesaurus.
No Wikipedia.
Right. So I found, you know, I stumbled into the word quantum, and it meant fast growth. And so that was my one of my early companies called Quantum Marketing International, because I said quantum is going to start in the marketing products and it's going to go international. And my very first year from zero with a $25,000 investment, I went to $55 million in sales. And that's pretty difficult because I had to turn inventory many, many times to do that with only a $25,000 investment. So and then our second year, we went to $85 million, and then off to the races from there, $150 million, $300 million, $500 million, et cetera. So that was the early days of me getting into this crazy, as seen on TV, infomercial arena. But so the word quantum has meant a lot to me over the years. And I say that when I started putting this course out, I said there were 7 steps to quantum entrepreneurship, and that's how it all started, and how I came up with the name, and it's sort of a radical process, right? So we talked about curiosity overload in one of our last shows, and for anyone that was listening then or not listening, quantum entrepreneurship starts with this curiosity overload of really exposing yourself to many opportunities. So And in the simplest of terms, people say to me, wow, Kevin, you seem to be so lucky you get all these great products that come to you. And now, after 30 some years, yes, I'm very lucky, right? Because for 30 years, I've been setting the day-to-day processes of planting these seeds so that these products do come to me. And this is because I've been full of curiosity and attending a lot of trade shows and doing a lot of reading and subscriptions and newspapers on a daily basis, et cetera, et cetera. But we've kind of covered that, so I'm not going to get all back into curiosity overload, but start with that. And then the second step that I want to just talk briefly about today is bringing in a dream team. So surrounding yourself with your dream team. So here I was, this young kid starting this business back in the 80s, and I was going to be this quantum growth company, but I couldn't do it all alone. And I needed to bring in some experts, and I needed to bring in some production people, and I needed to bring in some pitch people, and I needed to bring in some finance people. So just one by one, I had to surround myself with some people that had a lot of skills that I didn't have, because I didn't know how to raise money. I didn't know how to operate a business even. I didn't know how to do all the basics of the shipping and the handling and the customer service and all of that. So very quickly, I had to learn, how do I surround myself with experts? And for example, we needed cash badly. I mean, it's funny because you say, wow, $55 million in sales, you must have had a lot of profits. Well, we had a profit of over $5 million for that year, but there was zero cash in the bank. And that was very difficult for me to understand. Where's all the money? Well, it's tied up in inventory. It's tied up in prepaid media. So what did I do? I actually brought on a bank president of a local bank. He had retired, and I said, I need help financially. And this gentleman came in, organized all the finances, all the contracts, all of this. We brought in a top-notch local lawyer that had retired from a big law firm, and now I had a bank president, a big-time lawyer, and I surrounded myself with these experts, and actually gave a little tiny taste of equity up. But these guys made my life much easier in the world of doing the deals, getting capital. We got a $3 million line of credit from our bank, and I would never have gotten this had I not brought the right kind of team together. So the second step is called Dream Team. We've got a lot of steps to talk about in the future. And so that's it for the new year here today. But what do you think, Marla? You like the Dream Team? You think that makes sense?
I really do, and I'm always talking to my clients about developing their dream team. And, you know, money, of course, is the number one objection. And so I'm really enjoying how you said you went to some retirees. Really, they had nothing to lose, right? They probably had some time. They had all the expertise in the world, and they were willing to do it because they believed in you and taking on a small portion of equity. So I think that's a fabulous idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's not that difficult. Part of the Quantum Entrepreneurship Program, I teach people how to actually go get that dream team.
Okay.
Because you think, how do you get a bank president to come work for you if you have no money, right? Well, you got to make a good presentation. So I had a beauty business I was launching. I hired the former president of L'Oreal to join my dream team. He ran a company, $5 billion in sales, with 5,000 employees. He joined my team. So you can do it. You just have to know how to do it.
Where can people find out about this course, the 7 Steps to Quantum Entrepreneurship?
Amazing.com. That's spelled AMAZING, just like it sounds. Amazing.com is the company that puts out Quantum Entrepreneurship, and that is a good place to go check out my program. And it's a pretty cool internet learning program. It's just all done over the internet. You take some tests, and in a matter of a few weeks, you can get through the whole process.
Beautiful, beautiful, amazing.com. Well, this is Marla Tabaka, and here with Kevin Harrington. Jason Gary will be back tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show, and we look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.